From a distance, it can be hard to tell why some rural school districts seem to work better than others, why some have better test scores, higher attendance, and graduation rates. In the next installment of our series, Being Young in Rural Alaska, from the producers of Kids These Days, Jessica Cochran looks at one Yukon River village and how the community works together to support the school.
At the St. Mary's School, an entire building is dedicated to Yupik language and skills. Inside, half the space is a large shop area where instructor Nick Thompson is working with students on eel sticks, long pieces of wood carved so the edges are smooth, with rows of sharpened nails running down each side.
The nails, and they're on our nail part. This is extra Kirkland.
So what are the eel sticks used for?
Catching eels.
He slowly swishes the stick as if in water.
Back and forth. When you feel them, you pull them out.
One student is mending a fishing net, and others are making harpoons. The students will use these tools they have made on a series of trips, organized by the school each fall. They call them relevant education trips. Relevant because people in St. Mary's live subsistence. They hunt fish and gather much of their food. So the skills they practice on these trips, they use with their families, too. Every student, from kindergarten through 12th grade, has the chance to go on at least one trip each year. Sixth grader Megan Westall.
We went blueberry and blackberry picking, and we picked ayuk tea, which is tundra tea, and we learned how to pick them from my classmate Simone's mom.
These aren't just field trips. Students have data to collect and assignments to do in the field. A math problem involved using distances and geometry to calculate how high a tree is. Science students collect different kinds of leaves and describe the terrain where they found them. There are daily writing assignments. When students return, they complete projects with the data, displaying them on posters that line the school walls. Younger students go on day trips. High school students might go on a four-day trip to the coast or a big fall moose hunting trip. Most anyone in the school can tell you the three requirements to participate: good grades, good attendance, good behavior. Junior Wassily Tinker didn't make the cut his ninth grade year, but it motivated him to do better in school. He did his first moose hunting trip as a sophomore. It was the first time he'd been so far upriver.
Peninsula, beautiful country. More trees, a lot of thorns. It's hard work when you get a moose in the meadow and there's thorns all over.
Back at school, the students butchered the moose. Some is kept at school, and much is given to the community. It's a back and forth. The community supports the school, too. Yupik teacher Lillian Johnson explains that in the fall, residents host a potlatch for local students.
It had started 26 or 7 years ago, and a lot of our local families couldn't afford to get supplies for the children, for their kids, so the mini potlatch became where everybody supported everybody else.
Members of the community are also essential in making the relevant education trips happen. They are the experienced boat captains who can navigate the rivers, the ones who know where to go to find berries. The program began 9 years ago after Dave Herbert became superintendent.
Relevant instruction program has really, I think, built a sense of pride in the school. That has been there for many, many years, but it's just kind of rekindled and reinstilled that pride in the community.
Before then, achievement had taken a dip. Morale was low. Lots of students were leaving to go to Mount Edgecombe. Now, suspensions are down. Attendance rates are up. The trips give new teachers the chance to bond with their students and engage with the community early on. But Herbert says the main focus is still on academic standards.
You know, we're teaching the state of Alaska standards in all of our classrooms. That's not negotiable. You know, our school board has never tried to come up with excuses for not meeting AYP. They've always said we are going to be proactive and we're not going to come up with excuses. Our kids have the ability and will perform.
But the school's not perfect.
I know the school has a really good reputation of being pushed into education, but there's also a downside to everything. And I just like people to know that.
Student body president John Afkan says there is still peer pressure against being too studious, still a lot of troubles with alcohol and drugs. Test scores have taken a dip the last 2 years. There are still behavior issues and suspensions. But Afkan thinks it's improving, that the relevant instruction trips help. Most of last year's graduates are now in college, and future graduates already have some big plans, like junior Aga Thompson.
I'm thinking about going Fairbanks for 1 year and then go to Dartmouth and become a politician.
And that's what the school board wants, for students to graduate with ideas for the future, options and choices. Reporting from St. Mary's, I'm Jessica Cochran.
For more on the Being Young in Rural Alaska series, head to alaskapublic.org.